Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD. What do you do when everything seems to be conspiring against you? Wow. Number two, the Wackadoodle Newswire. And number three, how about you? Prayer requests or any praise reports you want to share, don't be afraid. It's just a telephone.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. What can people expect from the Kia brand?
The perception of Kia and the quality it delivers, there's still a gap. That product has evolved so much, I don't even think it's caught up. And if you took time and you looked at the Kia, the quality's phenomenal, the warranty's the best on the planet, and you get more for your money. You read any third-party article about the Kia, they're safe, they're reliable, they're economical, they're 20% more car for 20% less money.
Go to teamkiaofelcajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Why Escondido Charter High School's individualized learning program? Parents, you have a choice as to where your sons and daughters are educated. If your sons and daughters are tired of the distractions that interfere with their education, our individualized learning program offers a safe, orderly learning environment with one-on-one instruction in a flexible college-style settings. It's tuition-free public education, WASC-accredited, with year-round enrollment. We offer college prep and general curriculum courses that prepare you for college or a career. CIF Sports, award Award-winning classes in graphic design, photography, 3D manufacturing, robotics, video production, theater arts, Fire Tech Academy, Criminal Justice Academy, leading to careers. So if you need to make up credits, want to pursue college or a career without the big campus distractions, call 760-737-3154 and ask for Judy Brooks, our intake coordinator. That's 760-737-3154.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income. There were about 12 credit cards altogether, and I got into a lot of debt. I heard about Trinity, and I called.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348 to talk to a certified counselor.
When I called Trinity, right away, I felt relief because the collection calls had stopped.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
My name is Tara, and I am debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-936-5348.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, you want to reach the show? 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473. Hey, has the Lord answered any prayers for you? Would you say, oh yeah, he did, oh yeah. Give us a call and share what that is. I love hearing praise reports. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Two things to tell you right off the bat. This segment brought to you by Team Kia of El Cajon and Chris George and his fantastic customer service and fantastic spirit in working with people to get a car, period. So here's the thing about Chris George. He's the general manager of Team Kia of El Cajon. How many times do you go talk to a general manager? What, never? Maybe you should do that. They're the people that are in charge of the building. And they've even created a book so that you can read a book to tell you how to get the most money for your car trade-in before you go to the dealership. Because they want you to be aware and equipped. I love it. TeamKiaOfElCajon.com. That's their website. TeamKiaOfElCajon.com. They're located at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. You can go to any search engine and type in Team Kia of El Cajon. Or you can get that book, by the way, teamkiaofelcajon.com/ebook.htm. You want to get a fantastic deal and be very, very confident that the people you're dealing with have the right spirit, then that's the direction to go. Can keep that pretty simple. Also, quick reminder, on May 20th, now if I checked, later, this is the 18th, right? So on May 20th, on Wednesday, right, is Military Appreciation Night for the Chick-fil-A's across North County, San Marcos, Escondido, Oceanside. Here's what they're doing. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., they're hosting a special event to honor all the active duty military personnel with free entree, entertainment, and giveaways. So you definitely want to check that out. That's very cool. And we say thank you to Chick-fil-A for doing that. That's cool. Here's what we're going to do. I got a very short DDD. I want to go right to it. It's simple. That doesn't mean it's easy to do. It's just simple to hear. Here we go. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9. I'm in the deuts. Deuteronomy 29, 9, and it says the following. Therefore, observe the words of this covenant and follow them so that you will succeed in everything you do. Observe the words of this covenant and follow them so that you will succeed in everything you do. There are three things in this text. Ready? Observe, follow, and succeed. Now, unfortunately, for way too many people, the word succeed, all they do is they think money, 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 which is like, that's really immature. It can be money, but it can just be richness of life. It can be success in the mind and eyes of God. It's so many wonderful things. But here's the formula regardless. Observe, which means what? Which means look. Okay, watch this. When you walk across the street and you're in New York City, okay, close your eyes and go walk. See how it goes. It's like, why would you do that? You have to observe what's going on, or you can be guaranteed to become part of a bumper of a car. It's guaranteed. So you have to look. You have to see what's going on. Well, in the framework of Scripture, in the framework of life, and in the framework of walking with the Lord, you have to look. In fact, it was Jesus who said, watch and pray, not pray and watch. Oh, he said, watch and pray. I mean, we have to have an observation element going. We have to observe. We have to be, you know, we can get so caught up in our universe, we can't see anything else, anywhere else, at any time else. Can't do that. We have to observe. And then, from the basis of the covenant, we have to follow. So it's like, okay, well, this is where this law, or this is where this rule, or this is where this application comes in. I will now follow that. I am now going to follow where this one said it before me. So if the Lord says, turn not to the left or right, then you know the observation is turn not to the left or right. To follow means to walk straight ahead. Okay. So I can observe it, and then I can follow it. In other words, there's a lot of people that go, yes, that sounds really great. I think that those are wonderful things to do. And then don't do them. It's the doers of the word, not the whoers of the word. You got to get into this. It's a walk with the Lord, not it's a walk as he's walking and you're on the bench looking at him walk, going, wow, look at him walk. You're in it. So we observe and we follow. You know what happens after you observe and you follow? You succeed. There's a level of success. There's a measure of success. How is that defined? I don't know. I let God define it. He does a better job of defining my success than I do. and he's smarter at it, and he really knows what it means. This is what the passage says. Therefore, observe the words of this covenant and follow them so that you will succeed in everything you do. In the words of the covenant, in the old covenant and in the new covenant, and especially in the new covenant and in the gospels, observe the words. Be aware of what they say. You know, you can't observe it if you don't read it. If you don't listen to it, if you don't get in touch with it. Well, I would do that if it was in the Bible. Have you read the Bible? Well, I read a comic book once. No, have you read the Bible? You gotta get into it, man. You gotta read it. And I love those people who say, you know, I'm an expert in the Bible. How many times have you read the Bible? Once. Okay. So you read Shakespeare once, now you're an expert? Wow. If that's true with Shakespeare, how much more true with the Bible? So here's the deal. Observe what the word has to say. Follow where the Lord is going. And then you will find success in your endeavors as God wants to define success for you. You can do it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we have another DDD, and at the bottom of the hour, Wackadoodle Newswire.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Noah talks about what he thinks Foothills Christian High School does best.
It is a relatively smaller school, and so they're able to connect with you, find whatever you're good at, and then work towards you becoming great at it.
Sarah comments on what makes Foothills Christian High School so unique.
What makes it so unique and what sets it apart is their focus really and truly is on Christ. It's interwoven in there where the worldview of our classes is from the perspective that looks through the Word of God.
She shares her advice for anyone considering Foothills Christian High School.
You're not going to find a place that has people who care and genuinely want what's best for the students as much as at Foothills.
Noah reflects on how Foothills Christian High School has changed his life.
I see myself now as a totally different person. A lot of that I have to give credit to Foothills and how they've been in my life and what they've been in my life and the influence they've been. And it's been such a wonderful opportunity to be a part of it.
Call 619-303-8035 for a tour or a new student packet by June 8th. 619-303-8035.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Old decent Americans should agree with the slogan Black Lives Matter, but new reports on killings by police raise questions on whether white lives matter too. According to authoritative statistics from 2013 to the present, cited approvingly by the New York Times, far more white people than black people die in confrontations with law enforcement. Whites account for half the victims, African Americans only 3 of 10. Of course, since black people comprise 13% of the overall population, they're overrepresented as victims of police. But they're even more overrepresented in murders committed by civilians, and most overrepresented of all when it comes to cop killers. Media focus almost exclusively on incidents where the victim is black. Can you think of a single recent case that received national attention that didn't conform to this favored narrative? Why are whites who die at the hands of police somehow less worthy of obsessive coverage than their black counterparts? I'm Michael Medved.
This is Matt Smith, senior pastor of Barabbas Road Church, located in San Diego. At Barabbas Road Church, we are committed to preaching the Bible, word by word, line by line, through the whole counsel of God. My passion is to build up the church through the faithful exposition of the word and personal discipleship. In a world of ever-changing opinions and uncertain times, we aim to anchor ourselves in the word of God and in Christ our Lord. If this sounds like something you've been yearning for, I want to personally invite you out to Barabbas Road Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. Visit us at barabbasroadchurch.com. You might be surprised at what you find.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach this show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, give us a call, 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our very good friends Tom and Brittany, Joseph, Maria, and Baby. And here's the deal. I think Tom said it best. Hey, you don't want to save money? Don't call us. If you want to pull money out of your pocket and pay for solar, go ahead and do it. But if you want to go no money out of pocket and save somewhere between $70 and $270 a month, call Current Solar Contracting. And you're thinking, well, why? There's so many different solar companies. Yes, there are. There are many different ones, but not that many different ones that are Christian at their core and that love to support ministries. And Current Solar Contracting is one of them. 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. CurrentSD.com. That's their website. SD for San Diego. CurrentSD.com. Again, 619-272-0303 or Current Solar Contracting in any search engine. You pop that up, you're going to find their website. All you do to talk to them is use a telephone call. They don't charge you. It doesn't even cost anything for them to come out and talk to you. And everything they do for you, they do themselves. They don't outsource anything. No third party anything. That's cool. Number two, I want to remind you about Whitefields Ministries, because Steve Wheeler's coming in the house tomorrow. He's going to be in the house tomorrow. Steve Wheeler's a fantastic guy. Whitefields Ministry approaches missions just from a different angle. They don't think any pastor should be a stranger. They think the pastor should be a part of the language, a part of the culture, a part of the village. They identify people who want to move forward in ministry in a village. They educate them, seminary trained, and then they support them so they can be full-time ministers in their own village, in their own language, in their own culture. And they do it in about 80, I think it's 60 or 80 different places right now. They do it in about 8 different countries. Excellent work. That information's on whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. If you go there, you'll see some pictures, you'll see videos, you'll see some new programs. They got the water button that you got to click on just to see it, just to see the picture of the water filter that they give to churches. It's amazing. It's really cool for places that don't have drinking water. I cannot imagine waking up and not even drinking water. Just not even a clue how that works. How would you like to have no available water to really utilize to brush your teeth or to do anything with? Like, really? That's disgusting, right? Well, they make a difference in helping people. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. My very own producer, robo-producer, had a birthday. He was 963. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not 963.
962, David. Okay.
You had something cool happen. What happened for you, brother, during the birthday time?
Well, I mean, it wasn't so much the birthday time as what happened yesterday after we got back. But we went ahead and went to the Dodger game on Saturday. And, you know, it was packed. And I'd like to think everybody was there because of me, but it was because of the Dodgers. But it was a great game, and I get back, and, you know, we went to bed. We were very tired, and next morning I wake up on my son's Instagram, He posted the photo that we took right after the game in front of the field, and it says, "Happy birthday to the big man, 39 years young. Been there since day one, so hope you had a great day."
That just made
me feel kind of special.
Yeah, you should feel special. That's very nice of him to do. Good job on his part. Very nice, sir. And so we already wished you happy birthday, and then post, during, before. You're done.
I'm done. I'm
That's
way
it.
Done.
I don't want to talk to you for another year. Go away. All right. Let's handle something that people think happens all the time, but probably doesn't happen quite the way you think. But let's talk about it anyway. What do you do when everything seems to conspire against you? I know people know what I'm talking about. You almost feel like the universe is against you kind of mentality. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 8 through 9a. 8 through 9a. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 8 through 9a. All of them conspired together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to cause a disturbance in it. But we prayed to our God. Listen to that passage again. Now, this is going over a reference of what took place against the children of Israel in Jerusalem. All of them conspired together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause a disturbance in it, but we prayed to our God. Enemies of the kingdom of God, whether they are enemies of the flesh or demonic, conspire against the people of God. You have to understand that as a reality. If you're a person who's living and you think, oh, well, the devil doesn't really care and demons don't really care, A, he's got you completely fooled, so you're a perfect target. And B, Jesus taught on it clearly that we are in spiritual warfare on a regular basis and that Satan is the enemy. And then throughout the rest of the New Testament and throughout most of the Old Testament, you can see clearly there's warfare. There are those that conspire against the people of God. And it's ironic because in this passage in Nehemiah, they say they're conspiring together to come and fight against Jerusalem to cause a disturbance. Boy, if there's one thing the enemy would love to do in our lives, it's cause disturbances. Because what happens when you have a disturbance? You stop focusing on the Lord. You start focusing on the situation. You stop praising as much. You start to cover the angles. This is what most Christians do. Let's not lie about it. It's like, yeah, okay, well, how do I cover this? Well, okay, but what if I do this? Will this change this? What about this? And we try to become our own answer, our own solutions in many ways to problems that we're having. And we might be in a warfare that's spiritual, or it could be even in the sense of the flesh, in the sense that we're dealing with people, even though in Ephesians 6, it makes clear that warfare really takes place as not warfare against flesh and blood, but really against demonic powers. They conspired together to fight against, to cause a disturbance. So all you have to do is think, in your life, has there been times where it seems like there's a collaboration and it's all to cause you a disturbance? And it's like, how could you say no? You have to say yes to that because it's like a common occurrence. So here's the solution that Nehemiah puts forward. It's not overly complex. It says this, but we prayed to our God. You want a solution to the universe seemingly conspiring against you? Do you want a solution to all the people at work seem to just be nothing but against you? Do you want a solution to that sense that the whole universe is throwing arrows at you, rocks at you, throwing water balloons at you, and you just want to get a handle on how to deal with that? Okay, here's the answer. Pray to God. Ask God, who is the king of the universe, to step in. Ask him to help with the situation. Ask him to help you to get a handle on. Don't get so caught up in the circumstance that you give the circumstance more glory than it deserves. Now, what does that mean? That means that you can be in the midst of something and it's so big, it's bigger than any of your faith in anything else. But that circumstance, that situation, that conspired against, that's not bigger than God. And your circumstance, though it could be drastic and dire, is not beyond the scope and the power and the wisdom, the sovereignty, and the knowledge, and the compassion, and the touch, and the rearrangement of God. So while they were trying to build together the fences in the city and trying to restore what was lost. There was a conspiracy against the people of Israel, the people of Jerusalem, and they were all just trying to cause a disturbance, and they all just want to disrupt everything in life. But the solution comes down to this simple, simple answer. Pray to God. Get the Lord, and when I say this more for you than, of course, for him. Get the Lord in the middle of it. You put him there by praying to him, by asking him, by seeking that partnership, by looking for his help, by requesting humbly his help in a circumstance. I mean, just think about this. If you introduce God into a situation, does it not instantly change? Does it not completely change right then and there? Well, I don't know what we're going to do about this. Hey, let's ask God to help. Okay. Bam, done, change. Because why? Because now God's a part of the equation. Oh, well, that does change things. So when you're getting that sense that there's a conspiracy against you, be it spiritual or be it literal, when you're getting that sense where there's all this stuff coming against you, the one true answer, instead of retaliation or better sneaky plans to return and to fight back, instead of that route, go this route. God, I pray to you in the name of Jesus, I need your help. Go that route and watch what that does. That's pretty good stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back with our Wackadoodle Newswire. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Feed Your Faith presents the Love Worth Fighting For event, featuring Fireproof stars Kirk Cameron and Warren Barfield.
Live.
Join us for this event designed for you, whether you've been married for 50 years or dating for 50 minutes. You will be worshiping and praising God, laughing hysterically as you see Mike Seaver and hear about the pretzel. Combine that with Kirk and Warren's unbelievable ability to share the plan God has for marriage and relationships, and you won't want to miss a single minute of this unique event.
You know, the Bible says that love does not keep a record of wrongs. Wouldn't that be great?
This event was designed to strengthen good marriages, heal broken marriages, and lay the groundwork for biblical relationships that work according to God's plan for each and every one of us, regardless of marital status.
Join us at the Love Worth Fighting For event featuring Kirk Cameron, Sunday, June 7th, 6 p.m. at Faith Chapel in Spring Valley. For tickets, go to loveworthfightingfor.com or call 800-765-9324.
Military men and women, all San Diego Chick-fil-A's welcome you and your families to their Military Appreciation Night. They're hosting a family-friendly special event to honor all active duty military personnel with a free entree, entertainment, and giveaways. The locally owned and operated Chick-fil-A's want to thank those who serve. So round up the family and come out for Military Appreciation Night on Wednesday, May 20th from 4 to 7 p.m. at any Chick-fil-A in San Diego County. Come taste the delicious Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, nuggets, spicy chicken sandwich, or chicken strips. Available for all active military personnel and all who have honorably served. Valid at all Chick-fil-A San Diego locations. You must present your military identification or proof of service, and sorry, only one offer per military personnel and each of their family members. We can't wait to see you there.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. Conservatives have long affirmed the sanctity and dignity of every single human life at every point of development, even at the embryonic stage. That's what makes a recent article in the New York Times so important. The op-ed is by Nick Loeb, and the headline is, Frozen Embryos Have a Right to Live. Loeb explains that he recently filed a complaint in Santa Monica, California, to protect the lives of two little girl embryos that were formed with his former fiancée, Sofia Vergara, star of Modern Family. He would like to take full custody and have the little girls brought to full gestation, but Vergara wants to keep them frozen indefinitely. He explains his concern when he writes, quote, "Does one person's desire to avoid biological parenthood, free of any legal obligations, outweigh another's religious beliefs in the sanctity of life and desire to be a parent?" End quote. Nick Loeb's defense of his children, even in embryonic form, is unexpected, bold, and deeply encouraging. I'm Albert Moeller.
This townhall.com commentary is brought to you by the Salem Radio Network.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Plus, you can go to Facebook and type in The David Spoon Experience. That's The David Spoon Experience. And then you can comment or like it or do something. Or you can just look at it and go, hey, that's goofy. Whatever you want, whatever works for you. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. It's pretty simple. You just saw the rains that we had. Might be some more rains coming our way. Hopefully nobody's watering the lawn in the government while the rains are dropping. But we will say this. If you've got a roof issue, if there's anything going on whatsoever, contact Excalibur Roofing and talk to them about it. They do inspections. They do remodeling, they do waterproofing, they do new roof construction, old roof replacements, they do repairs, apartment complexes, HOAs, all of it. So give them a call, 760-743-8803. You can also check them out, excaliburroofing.com. You should also be aware that they're giving away two pairs of Padre tickets a month for KPRZ customers who sign up for any roof work during the regular season, even if they only sign up for repairs. So if you're interested in Padre tickets, getting your roof done, and doing business with somebody who loves Jesus, you got all of those put together at one time. Another reminder for those that don't know, New Venture on Wall Street seminar is taking place May 29th. There's information on NVOWS.com. It's the 29th and 30th at the Carlsbad Resort and Spa. The information is on the website, NVOWS.com. You'll have an opportunity to learn the material you've never learned before about making some extra money. And if you don't like it, they will give you 100% of your money back, no questions asked. I like that because that makes me think they believe in what they're doing. I like that. All right. It's time for the Wackadoodle Newswire. All right, so here's the reason that we do the Wackadoodle Newswire. I can do the regular news, but I'm just so sick of it. I mean, every time I turn the TV on now and somebody talks for more than 6 minutes and they go blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. I just want to go blah. So I decided just to be very selective in some of the things that we cover and just to make sure that they fit into the range of what we consider is not actually really important news by any stretch of the imagination or just news that has been given such a weird slant that somebody has to respond to it. So, for example, for our first example today, there is a group that is very, very upset with Major General Craig Olson because Major General Craig Olson, he was giving a talk about God. Wait, got to hear all of it. On the National Day of Prayer. So on the National Day of Prayer, he's talking about talking to God. Okay, see, prayer. Prayer to who? To God. If you're not praying to God, if you're not praying to the big G, you're praying then to the little G, which is the government, or you're praying to the even littler you, which is you. So here's a general. They want him court-martialed because he talked about God on the National Day of Prayer. I think that qualifies for wackadoodle. Right up there with that wackadoodle thing is this. Have you heard of a guy named Al Sharpton? Al Sharpton's daughter. Don't you love quality people? Al Sharpton's daughter. Don't you love quality people? Aren't they the best? Al Sharpton's daughter is suing. She's suing the city in New York for $5 million. Now ask me why she's suing for $5 million. Just take it.
Why is she suing for $5 million?
She injured her ankle tripping on a city street a year ago. She twisted her ankle. So she twisted her ankle, and a year later, she's suing the city because somebody put a street there. And apparently she didn't know that when she was walking. So she's trying to sue for $5 million. Here's the only big problem they're having with the lawsuit. You want to hear the big problem? Here's the wackadoodle part. Her name is Dominique, and Dominique Sharpton posted pictures on her Instagram showing how she just completed one of the most difficult mountain biking climbs in Bali, Indonesia, in between the so-called injury and the lawsuit. Don't you love quality people? Don't you think that's a little wackadoodle? Just a little. Okay, here's another one. You think I'm done? Here's a bunch of very interesting people who are just so pro creating problems. The new Spider-Man is coming out. There's a new Spider-Man coming out, and a bunch of tweets came out because of the new Spider-Man. Guess why? Because Peter Parker is white. So because he's white, that makes Marvel racist.
You're a comic geek like myself. I'm trying to remember back to any Spider-Man comic I've ever read. Let me see. Spider-Man, who was Peter Parker, was white.
Yes, but that makes you racist.
Oh, man.
You pig. I'm just saying, it's just so dumb. It's so ridiculous. You know, I'd say, I mean, it's so far out there. It's wackadoodle. Now, just because you want to keep it in that same vein, all four of these stories, listen to this. Vienna traffic signs are going gay. There's just no hope here. Some of the signals now, instead of a man and a woman walking across the street, the stick figures show two men or two women as married couples. Come on. Come on. The street signs. Why are street signs have to be gender neutral? Hey, you know what? Take the stick figures off and put this. Don't walk when cars go by. Ding dong. I mean, what is the problem here?
Signs 8 million through 8 million four. The apocalypse is right around the corner.
Yeah. And then the last, and we'll just close it. This is not as bad. I just thought it was an interesting one, but it is still kind of wackadoo. You remember the University of Virginia was destroyed temporarily by the story of rape that the Rolling Stone people put out that turned out to be 100% false, right? So they're suing. And so my thought was, you know, there's always a price to pay for lying. In this case, the price is $7.5 million. But they just lied about the whole thing. They didn't care. They didn't. And so to me, that's enough. That's all. You take all that together. That's the wackadoodle newswire. And what's the problem with that? If you listen to an hour of that every day, you'll lose your mind. You will lose. If you listen to more of that than you read your Bible, and then you can't figure out why the enemy has so much access to your thought processes because you open it up to sin. I don't know. Maybe he lives where sin is and some of that's too sinful. I don't know. I would say this first and foremost. A little less worldly stuff. A little more God stuff. When you start, you know, following some of this, you have to recognize the apocalypse is on us. It's not about to get here. It just took a left down Main Street. Oh, my goodness. Do we need help? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with more. Don't go anywhere. Just we know that.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Why Escondido Charter High School's individualized learning program? Parents, you have a choice as to where your sons and daughters are educated. If your sons and daughters are tired of the distractions that interfere with their education, our individualized learning program offers a safe, orderly learning environment with one-on-one instruction in a flexible college-style setting. It's tuition-free public education, WASC accredited with year-round enrollment. We offer college prep and general curriculum courses that prepare you for college or a career. CIF sports, award-winning classes in graphic design, photography, 3D manufacturing, robotics, video production, theater arts, fire tech academy, criminal justice academy, leading to careers. So if you need to make up credits, want to pursue college or a career without the big campus distractions, call 760-737-3154 and ask for Judy Brooks, our intake coordinator. That's 760-737-3154.
I have to tell you, every time John and I heard an ad for Olive Crest, we wanted to believe we could be a certified foster family in just 5 months, but it seemed too good to be true. Our journey before Olive Crest seemed to take so long, but here we are, proof that it can happen. We selected Olive Crest to share in our family's ministry to love kiddos in foster care because of their reputation. We love that they're faith-based. Today, our backyard is our mission field.
Are you feeling a tug on your heart to reach kids in foster care? Go to olivecrest.org, where you can start the process by filling out a pre-application online. When we receive your pre-application, we'll call you to arrange an orientation in your home. Join Olive Crest in reaching kids in the foster care system. For more information on foster care and adoption, go to olivecrest.org. That's olivecrest.org.
Bonnie didn't waste any time telling others about Jesus Christ. As soon as she surrendered her life to him, she was ready to spread the word.
Taking a Bible into school the next day and not caring if the kids teased me. That innocence of a 15-year-old taking a Bible after knowing the Lord for the first time and the joy you feel.
That joy and a deep faith have helped Bonnie avoid any discouragement when she shares her faith, regardless of success or apparent failure.
That might be their seed, and then the next person will come along and water that seed.
And she leaves the results to God because...
I don't need to know how many people my life's touched. I just know the Lord has worked through me to touch lives, and that brings joy to me.
Do you trust Jesus enough to step out of your comfort zone and share your faith in Jesus Christ? Go to BillyGraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. BillyGraham.org.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Couple things to tell you. Number one, this segment brought to you by our very good friend Sam Rasool at ThinkSam.com. Now, Sam's pretty committed to ministry, pretty committed to his craft. He's a real estate agent for 20 years in San Diego. If you meet with him and just talk to him about real estate, he takes $250 and gives it to a charity or a ministry. If you meet with him and you end up where you either buy or sell a house through him, he takes 25% of his commission and gives it to a ministry or a charity. And the most important thing that he does, if you're a homeowner and you need like $15,000 up to $25,000 in a loan to fix up the house to get it ready to sell, he gives it to you interest-free and then collects it back out at the closing. That's a pretty cool deal. He says he's been doing it for about 5 years. By the way, you can find him at thinksam.com. He's also a born-again Christian. That's cool. But he was born and raised Muslim and became a born-again Christian. Really, really interesting testimony that involves Dr. David Jeremiah and a meeting that he had with him. He loves to share it at Bible studies. He loves to share it at churches. If you have an interest in that, you can also reach him the same way, thinksam.com, 858-722-7515. Pretty straightforward stuff. I do want to remind people, you know, we spent time last week talking about Cross International and the fact that $110 provides a scholarship for a child and covers not just their tuition for a year, but also their food for a year. Please, if you would consider a $110 gift, maybe just $55, half that gift, call 866-843-9500. It's 866-843-9500 or go to kprz.com and you can donate directly on the website. Okay? Okay. All right. Okay. So here's one of the things that I want to let you know. So here is a thing that happened to me that I'm going to brag about. Can I do that? Am I allowed to brag for a few minutes?
I think for a few minutes it's okay.
I'm going to brag about my wife.
That's a good thing to brag about.
So we are not expense people. Anybody that knows us, you know, we have a couple of, I have a couple of nice things. Okay. I'm pretty happy with my car. I got to say, I'm happy with that, but we don't, it's not like we have like a luxury living thing going on. So for the last like 6 years, I've had a ring, a wedding ring. Okay. And the wedding ring is kind of a thick one. But let's be honest, it was kind of made of like iron or something, something really not like a normal like wedding ring kind of metal. It was something that we got. I think we got it at Walmart or maybe Amazon or something for like $25 or something. See, because we're not that doesn't mean a lot to us in the sense that our commitment is pretty pretty solid towards that. So it never bothered me, But my wife, my wonderful wife, saved up some money. She didn't spend a lot, less than $100, and got and bought me a ring and engraved it. And it says on the engravement, "I am yours and you are mine." And in the middle of the ring. And so when we sit down, she said, "Y'all done with work? Y'all done with this? Y'all done? We're all settling down?" I'm like, "Yes, yes, 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 dear. Yes, yes." And she pulls out this little ring and she gives it to me. And you know, sometimes when you get a ring, you're like, "Oh." Then you're just thinking, man, I hope it fits, right? It fits perfect. It has her sentiments in it, which is, "I am yours and you are mine." It's not an expensive gift, but it means the world to me because it just professes her love for me. So I will say this, you know, gestures towards our spouses and gestures towards our family and our kids, they don't have to be expensive to be terrific, life-altering type of things. They can be inexpensive as long as they're thoughtful, you know, from the heart. And so she gave me this ring. It's like, it's smaller. You can't really tell, but I know what's all going on there. And what a blessing to receive that gift from her. That just really was touching.
That was very nice.
Yeah, very, very nice. We're not huge on gift giving. Hey, I'm a Jew at Christmas. You know, I'm doing the best I can, folks. But this was something very special, and I just wanted to give her the props and give her a shout-out and let her know that was just completely awesome, and she did a great job in picking that ring. And knowing our situation in our lives, the only thing she's going to listen to in this entire show are these last 3 minutes, which is fine because that'll make me look like really smart or something. But the bottom line is giving to one another, being thoughtful for one another. I was thinking about Revelation. I was reading in my devotions, Revelation chapter 3, where he talks about the church at Laodicea, and he makes it pretty clear. He says, "Remember where you were, repent, and do what you did at first." And it's like a great relationship rule is to remember how great it was in the beginning, repent that you've let that kind of get away, and go do the things that you used to do. So when you first went out with somebody, you gave them little notes, a little flower here or there, an extra phone call, a little extra help. That stuff should never stop in a relationship ever. If you want to, we've been married a long time. You want to keep it fresh? Do the things that made it fresh in the beginning. Keep doing those things. That's what you do. Oh, don't tell. Oh, yeah, I know. Yes, I do. And the bottom line is Jesus made the formula clear. Remember how great it was? Repent that it's not there. Do what you did before to get it back there and keep it that way. You know, the idea that you win somebody in a marriage and then now you've won them and you spend the rest of your life with them? Wrong. You win them every day and you will never have a loss. like that pops up. I'm just telling you. Just good advice, I'm telling you. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.